Wednesday News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Nebraska lawmakers are passing a 12-week abortion ban and restricting gender-affirming health care for people under 19 after a vote of 33-15. The bill is poised to become law, as Republican Governor Jim Pillen said he looks forward to signing it upon final passage. The measure would make it illegal for medical providers to perform an abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for rape, incest, and undefined medical emergencies. A newly sealed court document shows the FBI misused a digital surveillance tool more than 278,000 times. The agency used the powerful tool on crime victims, those arrested at 2020 protests after the killing of George Floyd, January 6th riot suspects, and in a certain case, 19,000 donors to a congressional candidate. Russia is banning 500 Americans, including former President Obama, from entering the country. The list also includes late-night hosts Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and Seth Meyers. It's in a response, quote, to the regularly anti-Russian sanctions imposed by the Joe Biden administration, Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in a statement. The governor of New York says she's looking at all locations to temporarily house immigrants. Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul says her state has over 71,000 asylum seekers, and more are arriving, she said. Hochul is considering using New York State and city college campuses. An employee at a Florida Dollar General is being sentenced to 4 years behind bars.
See, he's going to prison for adding bleach to a co-worker's Pepsi. Jerome Ellis, who worked at a store near Orlando, was caught on surveillance video pouring the bleach. The 48-year-old janitor said he was mad at his co-worker for brushing up against him. The co-worker's okay. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Debt ceiling talks between Republicans and the White House are back on.
That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told Fox Business Friday after negotiations were put on pause earlier in the day. McCarthy said lawmakers are back in the room and indicated the House could vote on a bill as soon as next week. The race to reach a bipartisan deal comes as President Biden is in Japan for the G7 summit. Congress needs to raise the debt limit or the U.S. could potentially default as early as June 1st. I'm Brian Shook.
The Bay Area is the most expensive city in the USA to raise kids. The personal finance website Smart Asset used data from MIT's Living Wage Calculator to find that in the U.S. it costs close to $21,000 per year to raise a child. The site reviewed nearly 400 metro areas across the country. Instagram is set to launch a text-based app this summer that could compete with Twitter. That's according to Bloomberg, which said the company has been secretly working with celebrities and influencers to test the new app. At the movies, the John Wick series has surpassed $1 billion at the box office. Ticket sales for the Lionsgate action series starring Keanu Reeves reached that milestone for all four movies. John Wick Chapter 4 is now the highest grossing of them all, with $425 million to date since it opened in March. Fast X is expected to rocket to number one this weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.